International pressure forced Sudan to accept a plan to deploy a combined UN and AU peacekeeping force of at least 20,000 troops in its troubled Darfur region, home to the world's greatest number of internally displaced peoples. Vanessa Greco has this report.
The UN Security Council visited Khartoum on Sunday and said on Tuesday it was satisfied that Sudan had unconditionally accepted a joint UN-AU peacekeeping force of at least 20,000 troops and police and would recommend to the General Assembly to fund the mission. The spokesperson for the United Nations Secretary General is Michelle Montas.
Secretary General stresses the need for an immediate comprehensive ceasefire accompanied by an inclusive political process as essential steps towards a lasting solution to the crisis in Darfur.
International experts estimate 200,000 people have died in more than 4 years of conflict in Darfur, violence Washington calls genocide. Khartoum rejects the term and puts the death toll at 9,000. I'm Vanessa Greco.